Hello and welcome to the Fun Kids Bookworms podcast. My name is Bex and this week we have got an Adam B interview for you. It is very exciting indeed. I'll explain more later on. Plus, we'll be telling you about some big, brilliant books you've got to be looking out for on the bookshelves this month. So, first up, it is time for Adam B. Now, he's a former Blue Peter presenter, he's a YouTuber, and he's now an author. Emma Louise had a little chat with him and she found out all about his brand new book.
You're listening to Fun Kids. Emma Louise here, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. You know him as a YouTuber. You know him as a CBBC presenter on Blue Peter, The Dog Ate My Homework, and brand new show, Bros in Control. And we're about to get to know him as an author as well. Hello, Adam B. How are you?
Hello, I'm great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I mean, anytime. You're welcome, literally anytime. Let's start with your brand new book, Adam Wins the Internet. What's it about?
Well, the book is about a boy named Adam who has dreams of becoming a YouTube sensation, and he goes through a lot of challenges. He learns a lot of lessons. And at the end of the book, there's a massive message that he learns. And it was so, so fun to write because I could base so much stuff that happened in my life and in my career in the book. And yeah, it's so weird. We went out today like to the little bookshops, and to see it on the shelves is just like a full circle moment. It's mad.
How much of story Adam is based on real life Adam? Is it all?
Quite a lot. Like, I think if there's any like hardcore fans out there who like have watched me for like years, they might see some things in the book that they might memorize, they might know from like videos and stuff. But yeah, I've fictionalized quite a bit of it. There's some magic involved. There's like this mysterious pop-up AI called Popularis Incrementum that's featured throughout the book. So there is quite a lot of fun fictional bits that I've included as well.
So like a bit of both.
Yeah, exactly. 50-50.
50-50. Yeah. Perfect. When did you start writing it?
I started writing it in February 2020, just shortly before the first lockdown. So it became like a lockdown project for me. And I finished it just last summer there. So yeah, I spent over a year writing it.
And was it scary when you started writing?
When I opened the Word doc and I typed chapter one, I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a big process. But I did a lot of planning beforehand and did like a few storyboards just to sort of visualize how it's going to pan out. But yeah, when I sat down to write chapter one, I was like, oh wow, this is something.
This is serious.
Yeah.
You're the kind of person who's good at a lot of things. Like, you're great on TV, great on YouTube. What made you want to add being an author to the list?
Well, funny you should say that, because we went back to my primary school this week and I showed the kids, you know, Adam Wins the Internet.
Amazing.
And my primary school teacher, my primary seven teacher was there, Mr. McCrossin, and he has an acknowledgement at the end of the book.
Aww.
And I used to send Mr. McCrossin little stories that I wrote in primary school. I sent him them via email, and then he used to send back like little notes, like what was good, what could be improved. And I love writing ever since a young age. And then once YouTube happened and like all these incredible things that happened in my life, I was like, oh wow, this would be like a pretty cool story for people to read. So I thought, let's do it.
So I'm not going to make you choose, but if you had to choose between writing and YouTube.
Emma Louise, why are you making me choose that?
Fine. I'll take it back. But you like them both?
Yeah, I love them both. Okay. Yeah, I'm currently in the process of writing book two, which is exciting. And yeah, this week has just been a whirlwind. It's just like sensory overload from like book events to like launch parties and just seeing it on shelves. It's been an amazing week. I feel like next week I'm going to wake up and I'll be like, did that actually happen?
What sort of reactions have you had from fans? I know it's just out, but I'm sure people have been telling you a little bit what they think so far.
I've seen some reviews so far online, and yeah, people are loving it, and it's just so cute. Like, I find it so adorable when I see people, like see kids reading the book. It's just like, oh wow, they're reading my story.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's weird. It's really weird, but in a good way.
Okay, good weird.
Yeah.
So you're taking this new book on tour as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For anyone listening who wants to come along to that, what can they expect?
Yeah, well, we just finished our show in Derry, and I mean, we had special guests there. We had magic involved. It was a fabulous night. We had about 1,000 people in the room.
Amazing.
The energy was just unreal, and yeah, we had so much fun doing that. And we're also going to Dublin, we're going to London at the end of the month, and yeah, that's literally all the places that we're going to this month and everywhere in between. I sort of want to go into like local bookshops back in Derry and like go in and do like little secret signings just to do it.
Oh, do it, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard it here first, it's gonna happen. Maybe. Okay, stay right there, we're gonna chat to you more after this track. You're listening to Fun Kids. Emma Louise here, and I'm joined by the lovely Adam B. So I want to know a bit more about the other things you do. So have you got any advice for anyone wanting to start up on YouTube?
Anyone wanting to start on YouTube, my biggest piece of advice is to persevere, because like the hardest thing is that to actually stick through like the highs and the lows, because there's been plenty of times in the past where like things aren't going your way. Maybe the performance is down in certain videos and you can go through quite a rut, like feeling pretty bad because certain things aren't performing well. But yeah, the biggest piece of advice I can give is like, you know, it's so important to deal with the lows as well as celebrating the highs, because, you know, it's just so important to persevere and just to stay consistent is the biggest piece of advice. And also like do what you love. Like I love playing pranks on my family and I love like doing challenges and just acting an idiot most of the time. But like if your passion is in, I don't know, tech, or if it's in fashion, you know, do something, pick something that you love and choose something that you'll never find boring, or you'll never find like a chore to do, because even to this day, like I know it's turned into my job in a way, but I still love doing it. It's just a bit of fun.
Great advice. That's really going to help people. And I think you can apply that to most things you want to do, can't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. As if you're not busy enough, you've also got a brand new TV show with your brother Callum and Joe Tasker on CBBC. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I really, really love that. Callum, my little brother, this is like his first TV show. And I'm so proud of him, because like on the first day when we went into that studio, I was like, okay, Callum, you know, you're going to smash this. You're going to do well. And he did smash it, and he was so, so good. And me, Joe and Callum were actually very close friends too. So recording that show was fantastic. So basically it's me versus Joe, and Callum, my little brother, gives us the challenges.
Oh.
And it's like a head to head, and then he chooses who did it best, you know what I mean? So it was really fun. There's lots of forfeits involved. I got my leg waxed, so I have like a balded patch in my leg now. So that's a little thing I have from the show.
A little memory.
Yeah.
The book is called Adam Wins the Internet, and you're pretty good at interneting as well.
Yeah.
So I want to do a little quiz with you.
Oh goodness.
Don't worry, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Let's just see how many questions you can get right.
Right. Oh, you're really putting me on the spot.
No, you got this. I believe in you. So we're going to start easy.
Okay.
How many subscribers do you have to your YouTube channel?
3.3 million.
Very close.
3.36 million.
Oh.
3.36.
Don't look around the room for help.
Oh my goodness. This is really bad. I should know this.
3.43 million.
Oh, 43. Yeah, it's three. There's a lot of threes. I knew that.
Okay.
I can't believe I got that wrong.
What is older, you or YouTube?
Me.
Yes.
There we go. I'm ancient. I just turned 23 the other day. I'm really old.
That's not ancient.
Yeah, I am old, Emma Louise.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to have a Zimmer frame soon.
See that in the next video. What is the most popular website in the whole world?
Oh, popular website. So not app. We're not talking about apps here.
Not app.
Okay, not apps. Because I was going to say TikTok, but if it's a website, I'll say Google.
Yay!
Yes.
See? What is the most viewed YouTube video of all time?
Of all time? Oh, I want to say Gangnam Style.
No, you're kind of in the right ballpark. There's a song and dance involved.
Song and dance. Is it a music video?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, big music video. I don't know. Is it like a Taylor Swift music video or something?
No.
Adele? Adele's pretty...
It's something we have played a lot on Fun Kids, if that's a clue that might help you.
Oh, yes, I know it. Despacito.
Oh, we do play that, but it's not that.
What is it?
Baby Shark.
Really?
Yeah, it's had 11.5 billion views.
You're joking me.
I'm not.
Oh my goodness, you learn something new every day. Oh, wow.
Okay, and one bonus question for you. This is a hard one.
Okay.
What's better, books or YouTube?
YouTube? Can I combine them?
Yeah, okay, go on. You can have it. Massive thank you for coming on the show.
All right, we're going to hear a little bit more from Adam later on. We'll get a reading from him, so stick around for that. But first up, I need to remind you, there are loads of other books out at the moment as well. First up, we've got The Adventures of Billy Shaman. That's The Race of the Sea Witch. It's a feel-good series about exploration and discovery through the ages. So, when his selfish, globe-trotting parents abandon him at Charles Darwin's house for the summer, Billy stumbles across an unexpected 200-year-old giant talking tortoise called... Charles Darwin. very confused by this. Okay, you've got the person Charles, you've got the tortoise Charles. There, done. So Charles, the tortoise, knows everything about the mansion, from its fossils to its amazing ivory necklace that whisks Billy back in time. It sounds like a pretty chaotic and very exciting read, so check it out. There's also the brand new book from Marcus Rashford. Oh my goodness, what a hero. He's, of course, an amazing footballer. He's also got a brand new book out, the Marcus Rashford You Are a Champion Action Planner. So this is from the team that brought you the number one hit, You Are a Champion. This action planner is an interactive guide that will show you how to become a champion in no time at all. I think I should probably get a copy of that as well. Finally, we have got one of my favourite books. Okay, so maybe you've read the series already. It's by Jack Meggett Phillips. It's called The Beast and the Bethany Battle of the Beast. Now, I've read the first book in the series and I could not put it down. It's a proper page turner. It's a little bit creepy, a little bit weird, very funny indeed. And this is the third book in the series. It's about the beast who has tried to eat Bethany twice already and controlled Ebenezer Tweezer for 511 years. Well, the beast is now in prison. Even better, it seems that it's lost its despicable mind and it's pinky winky promising to do a lot of good, but will that actually happen? If I know the beast, probably not. Go and check out the third book in the series. It is brilliant. Now, before I gave you those recommendations, I did say that we had an extra special treat from Adam B. He gave us an exclusive reading from his brand new book. So here we go.
He sat back down and put his serious face on. You're the cool Adam, he reminded himself as he checked his position in the frame. Not the school Adam. You're going to explain this new challenge that Popularis Incrementum gave you. Except, don't mention Popularis. Enthrall them. Intrigue them. Can Adam complete this challenge on time or will he fall flat on his face? People are going to be hooked for a whole year. Okay, let's do this. You're absolutely going to... Adam! An ear-shredding scream erupted downstairs, sending chills of terror down Adam's spine. What have you done? Adam had a niggling suspicion that this was not going to be good. Hey, what's up? Adam squeaked as he nervously shuffled into the living room to find his mum glaring at the weatherman on TV. What were you thinking? She barked, whipping her head around to focus her death stare on him. What? What do you mean, what? I'll show you what. She skipped the live TV back before the weather, back to the news presenters on the morning breakfast show, back to the final news segment of the day, the fluffy news. Fluffy news was what Adam's mum called the nice, happy, fun little bit that they always show towards the end of the show. Usually some home footage of a singing dog or a kitten that had made friends with a crocodile or a baby that giggled uncontrollably at a piece of toast. Is this some overly dramatic way of telling me that I'm late? Adam wondered to himself. They were supposed to be out of the door and on the way to school by the time the fluffy news started, but this was far, far worse than that. Adam's mum pressed play and the fluffy news began again. And if this next clip hasn't popped up on your social media round so far this morning, we can guarantee it's only a matter of time, said one of the hosts. Yes, and if the young lads in the video haven't been grounded yet, I can guarantee that's only a matter of time too, added the other. Take a look at this prank that produces hair-raising results. Adam's eyes popped out of their sockets at what he was seeing. He fell to his knees, clasped his hands over his mouth. There on national TV was his bathroom door. And then when that bathroom door opened, there was his furious mum's face. And on top of his mum's furious face was a shock of sticky, slimy, bubbly, gluey hair reaching up so high it almost touched the ceiling. And then the image began to shake as off camera, Adam and Callum began laughing their heads off. Adam could barely breathe. How could this have happened? His glue shampoo video had just been shown on the breakfast news. But most shocking of all, for Adam at least, was the credit at the bottom of the screen. Slimeboy Adam YT. The video was from his very own YouTube channel. Adam's entire world was spinning in disbelief. It had happened. Despite unplugging his PC, last night's accidental upload had completed. One single, random video had zipped out of his computer straight onto YouTube, and then someone at Breakfast News thought it was a good idea to beam it onto millions of TV screens across the UK. This was awful. This was awesome. He was practically famous. And then a pang of guilt tugged at Adam's conscience because deep down inside, he was cheering with relief that his mum and her gluey hair was being paraded on national TV and not him dancing to the nap arena. Adam looked down at his phone and saw that since his YouTube channel was linked to all his other online accounts, his social media had gone through the roof. Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Mum, he gasped in amazement. You're an international superstar! Adam couldn't contain a whip of laughter as he turned his phone around to show the others. What? Callum squealed in amazement. No way! Even their mum had to let out a laugh when she saw the number of views the video had so far. 8 million? She screamed. Adam, 8 million people have seen me looking like that. Adam could not believe it. Somehow he, Adam Nobody Beals, had trended not just once, but 2 days in a row. His dreams of becoming a YouTuber were finally coming true, and he couldn't help feeling that Popularis Incrementum was the reason why.
All right, brilliant. Thank you so much to Emma Louise and to Adam B for that interview. Thank you so much to the brilliant authors who have been just absolutely knocking out some wicked books out the park at the moment. And of course, thank you to you for listening. If you've enjoyed this, make sure to like, subscribe, follow wherever it is you get your podcast from. And we'll be back again super soon for maybe some little Christmassy books in December. See you then. Bye.